Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we are going to talk about Mardi Gras. We've done that several times now, and it is a really fun thing. My very special guest on the program is Jenny Wood-Valliere, and she is our Executive Director for the Haywood County Schools Foundation and wears other hats in the school system on the curriculum side with the arts education, and also facilitates calendar construction and all that kind of stuff. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you being on. She's grinning at me because we were talking about some of that other stuff before we did the podcast here. We're always juggling many things at once. So Mardi Gras, if people have been, they know all about it. And they probably, you know, don't need to listen to the podcast except to get details for this year. But if they're not familiar with Mardi Gras, tell them just a little bit about it.
Okay, well, this is our ninth year of holding the Mardi Gras. We've raised over 9 years, over $300,000 total just by this one event. So it's our largest fundraiser. And last year we had a record setting year of $72,000, which is a phenomenal amount of money for one night in this community. And so I'm so excited about this year's and moving forward.
Well, and we'll talk a little bit maybe toward the end of the program about what we use the money for. Okay. And that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But let's go ahead now. Get your pencils out or your tablets or your whatever you write
note
on.
Note taker,
whatever you're doing these days with old technology and new technology. So let's start with when and where.
Okay.
When is Mardi Gras and where's the location, time, date, all that stuff.
Okay, this year it is going to be on February 25th, which is a Saturday, at Laurel Ridge Country Club at 6:30. We start our program at 6:30, but usually some people will start coming around 6 and mingle and things like that. So, but our program will start at 6:30.
Okay. And then if you want a ticket, what's that look like? You know, how do you pay for it, and what do you get to eat and all that stuff for your ticket?
Okay, you get, the tickets are $100 per person. $75 of that is tax deductible because you're getting a meal with that. And your meal choices this year are going to be a crab cake filet combo is choice one, and the second choice is a vegetable or Zotto, a veggie option.
Okay.
So that's your two choices. You can get tickets by calling me, calling our central office, any of the candidates.
456-2400, and ask for the foundation.
Right. You can also Google the foundation and go to the website, mm-hmm. and we will take cash, check, credit card, PayPal. All those options are available if you want to buy a ticket or make a donation.
Okay, really good. And let's talk about king and queen candidates. You might want to mention last year's too.
Yeah, I do, because like I said, last year we had
a
record-setting
job.
Year.
Right.
And it is, in large part, if not almost all part, because of the candidates. They do a great job raising money for our schools. And last year our king was Rick Webb and our queen was Jane Hipp. So they will both be there on February 25th to hand over their crowns to the new king and queen.
Is that a coronation transition activity?
They try to make it like that.
Yeah. My family gets so funny at me. I will be doing something very you know, very normal that we do a lot, and I'll give it some really funny name.
Yep.
So they'll be there
to hand over the crown to one of our candidates, which are our king this year. We have Nate Lowe, who is from Canton or runs a Southern Porch restaurant in Canton.
Mm-hmm.
He's our confirmed candidate, and we'll probably have, since we're recording this a little early, we'll have a few other candidates before the event.
Right.
And then our queens are Jaretta Ezell, Becca Swanger, and Liz Henley.
Yeah, and if you're a king or queen candidate and you're listening, you need to get to work, because Jaretta Ezell has already hit me up for money. Okay? So I'm just telling you, if you want to win and really support the foundation and our schools, you're going to have to work to beat Jaretta because she's already asked me for money. And I'm not giving her any yet, but I will because I promised her a little bit.
Well, good, good. Okay. Again, those the king and queen candidates do work so hard to raise money, and it's because of them that this event is so successful.
Yeah, and we appreciate Liz and Becca and Jaretta and Nate and other folks who are willing to do that. Right. Yeah, that's just really, really important. So let's talk about the evening. You know, the evening, you said they get people get there around 6. It starts officially at 6:30. What happens that evening?
Well, people get there at 6 because we have the Blue Ridge Big Band playing, which is an 18-piece band that plays during our mingling time. And that band is comprised of a lot of our band instructors, Stephen Paris, Chris Ulrey, Adam Stewart, Tim Wise. They are all in that band, and they come and
they
play.
They probably sound pretty good, don't they?
They are really good.
Yeah, I'm teasing.
Everyone loves them. That's one of the highlights. And they play for about an hour, hour and a half. And so, like I said, from 6:30 to 7, we mingle, have the band play. Then we'll start serving dinner. And during dinner, it'll switch over to a DJ. Jeannie Neighbors, our DJ, with Songbug DJ Services. And then after dinner, each candidate does a little sort of entertainment. Some sing. Last year, our king sang 3 George Strait songs himself. We have some
Go
that
get
have...
him, Rick.
He did a good job, too.
Yeah, I bet he did.
And we have all kinds of entertainment. Dancing. We've had the Pisgah cheerleaders come as a part of the entertainment. I can't even think of all the creative things that these candidates have come up with. But that's after dinner. And then you can still give during that time, donate during that time. And then we have our bankers who will, from Integra Bank, who count the money and come down and show how much we've raised, what the candidates have raised, name the king and the queen. And then after that, it's just dancing and DJ and having fun.
That's right.
It's a great, great time.
Right. Great time to get out, especially on a cool winter evening. Mm-hmm. I used to say cold, but we've not had a lot of cold, this,
lot
year
of cold this year
yet. We'll probably pay for that.
Hopefully not.
A little later in the year. So we could not do these activities without good sponsors. So let's talk a little bit about sponsors for Mardi Gras.
Well, Mardi Gras has always been sponsored by Old Town Bank, which is now Integra Bank. And they are our sole sponsor for this event, and we appreciate them so much. They, because of their sponsorship, we have very little, if any, cost involved in it. It's 100% of all donated goes back into the schools.
So if you give a candidate $50 or...
$50 is going to be used in some form
or $50,000 if you've got it, and then that goes right back into the schools. And then the last thing I guess we want to talk about, unless we think about something else, is how we really use those funds.
Right.
And you said last year was a big year, $72,000.
It was.
And we had, you know, $40,000 in previous years. But how are those funds used that are raised at Mardi Gras?
Primarily, these funds are undesignated, so that means the board of directors for the foundation can determine how they're going to use them. And it usually is through scholarships, grants. And last year, it just worked out in the timing because of some budget cuts with the county. We were able to help offset some of that with those fundraising efforts.
That's
so,
right. You all made the middle school remediation funding.
And door-to-door.
Whole. That's right, and door-to-door.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Well, as always, thank you for being on the program.
Thank you for having me.
I want to remind everyone that Mardi Gras, again, this year, 9th annual, I believe you said earlier. Is February 25th at Laurel Ridge. Call us at 456-2400 or talk to one of the foundation board members or talk to Jenny Valliere to get your tickets. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. Thank you for being on again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And as always, I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.